You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The efforts of local, state, and federal law enforcement have led to the capture of a man from Utah who police believe shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is in a county jail in Utah and will likely be formally charged with capital murder on Tuesday. Governor Spencer Cox.
Over the last 48 hours, I have been as angry as I have ever been. As sad as I have ever been.
CBS's Scott McFarland says officials are confident they have the killer in custody.
11,000 tips came in. All that video was released. And a couple key takeaways from what the governor said when he was answering questions about the video and about the case. That we do not have information that will lead to any more arrests. Not the most declarative statement I've ever heard, ruling out the possibility of more arrests or more people being considered culpable in this. But saying right now that this is the one person responsible for this murder.
Teenagers far beyond Utah are weighing in on Charlie Kirk and his contributions to the political dialogue in this country.
On a day that middle schoolers in Pontiac, Michigan were supposed to celebrate the Constitution, the discussion turned to Charlie Kirk. Here's Ellie Mermel.
Almost every of his political views, almost, you know, all of that, I disagreed with him on. But something that I truly admired is that he got people, young people, excited about politics.
And Nicole Fuller has an idea to temper political hatred.
I really think we should change it by hearing people out instead of like, oh, my belief is this and yours is that. You should hear me out and why.
Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
Protesters have gathered outside an immigration detention center in Chicago. Earlier, northwest of Chicago, an ICE agent shot and killed a man who ICE officials say tried to ram his car into ICE agents. One officer was struck and dragged before he fired at the suspect. On X, Governor J.B. Pritzker wrote, "The people of Illinois deserve a full, factual accounting of what's happened today." Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee says he'll be talking with President Trump today in advance of the deployment of National Guardsmen to Memphis. The mayor of Shelby County, which includes Memphis, Lee Harris, says he hopes the governor will tell the president to hold off.
We know that the city council, county commission have a right to ask for the National Guard to be deployed. That hasn't happened. So no reason to bring them. We know the governor also has a right to bring the National Guard to town. And so we're asking the governor to reconsider.
Just days ago, Memphis police said crime in the city has hit a 25-year low. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down about 0.5%. The Nasdaq up about 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Federal disaster aid has been approved for parts of Wisconsin hit by historic flooding. The president signed off on a portion of Governor Tony Evers' request, allowing people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties to seek FEMA help that may cover housing, repairs, and property losses. Officials estimate more than 1,500 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Statewide damage estimates are at around $76 million. A proposal for our Racine County Data Center is under scrutiny. The proposed 244-acre data center called Project Nova is slated for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant in Caledonia. There was a village board meeting in the community this week with neighbors worried about losing farmland and their community's rural feel. A petition against the project has gained hundreds of signatures. A cell phone helped rescuers find three people after a plane crash in Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. It's reported they texted for help and the Coast Guard pulled them from the water within an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. In August, Racine County saw home sales rise 6.5%, while Kenosha dropped nearly 2%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties faced shrinking listings, making competition tougher for buyers and pushing prices higher. And the Veterans Stand Down event is tomorrow at Festival Hall in Racine. More than 60 groups will be showing the services they offer to veterans, like in housing, employment, and health care. Organizers say it's a way to show support to veterans and to give them a thank you. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late. Lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, it's 71.
Yeah. local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I'm the reason the beer's always gone. A Marion County, Florida sheriff's deputy clocked a pickup truck driving 89 in a 45 zone. The driver allegedly attempted to shake the deputy, but failed and pulled over. The deputy noticed two things about the 41-year-old driver. One, he smelled of alcohol, and two, he was wearing a t-shirt that declared, "I'm the reason the beer's always gone." The deputy administered a field sobriety test, which the man failed, and later a breathalyzer test showed his blood alcohol at nearly three times the legal limit.
Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJM. And we are your home for high school football on WRJN. We've got another one for you tonight as Union Grove squares off against Burlington. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. High school football presented by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. High school football, the Friday night tradition continues tonight on WRJM.
Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for tickets and showtimes.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist time is here.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, and there's been another reminder of the danger of young kids consuming caffeinated energy drinks. Yeah, the warning is don't be stuck inside with them all weekend.
you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out places and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
And timeless hits on WRJN, where Rick Johnson brings you big hits in a bite-sized format. Don't miss the Capsule Countdown every Saturday morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30. It's a one-minute musical flashback packed with timeless tunes. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine representatives in Madison are also in leadership positions. They're also talking about security after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomey Olson has more.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol.
If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers aren't playing, so maybe a parade instead. Kenosha's Hispanic Heritage Parade kicks off at 11 Sunday morning, bringing music, floats, and dancers to 56th Street. The parade starts at 17th Avenue and moves east to Celebration Point at the lakefront. The street will be closed to traffic that morning at around 9. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late. Lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Currently, it's 73.
And timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman.
And there's a concert tonight you're going to want to go to. It's at 7 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. It's a Music and More bonus concert. And Georgia Hall, give us all the information we need to know.
Okay, this is going to feature Zachary Scott Johnson. He's titled his program An Evening of Piano and Song. And he's asked a couple of his friends from Racine Theater Guild to perform with him. Okay. So we'll have Bob Benson and Dana Roders. All three have been in many Theater Guild productions and all have great voices. Zach just released a new CD in August titled Echoes. It's a solo instrumental piano tribute to George Winston. So when I heard he was doing that, I thought, well, you know, we have the best piano in southeastern Wisconsin, and we've got Zach with a new piano CD, and let's put something together.
Yeah,
so
nice. Do we need tickets for this one?
You need tickets. $15. You can buy them online. First Press. P-R-E-S, Racine.org, or you can buy them at the door.
All right, Georgia Hall. It is a Music and More bonus concert tonight, 7 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
To my wife, say I
won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter for Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where researchers say people 85 and older can live an even longer life by going for a daily 10-minute walk. You know, I'm still trying to make it from my couch to the fridge and back in under 10 minutes.
Wouldn't it be nice?
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, and we've got the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up. It's three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1971. We'll also recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. That's coming up just after 5 here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey! I went to the new place. They didn't have everything. But the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's
September, serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Coming to you on a dust road. Good loving, I got a trouble.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Englishman Harvey Kennedy is credited with inventing the modern version of this in 1790. What was it? The shoelaces.
Oh, if you CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is being held without bail in a county jail in Utah, suspected of shooting and killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS News team coverage begins with Andreas Gutierrez in Utah.
Investigators believe Robinson acted alone when he fired a single shot, piercing Kirk in the neck. Video from the FBI shows what appears to be Robinson jumping off a rooftop at Utah Valley University after the shooting. President Trump announced the arrest on Fox News and called for Robinson to face the ultimate